political science professor John Sides. He says that at conventions, a journalist's job is to measure how well politicians have worked up their supporters. But polls take time, while coverage of speeches starts minutes after the speakers open their mouths. So how should journalists fill the void? Should they be striving, as they do, to be the nation's emotional first responders? Or, as novelist and essayist Walter Kern says, should they refrain, do something else, or at least do precisely what John Sides says they shouldn't? Offer a more personal perspective. Kern, sent to cover the Democratic Convention by the New Republic, says that the first thing you have to know about being there is that it's a profoundly weird experience.
And let me tell you something. I say all of this tonight, not just as First Lady, no.
For instance,
not just as a wife.
Watching Michelle Obama give her speech on Tuesday night.
At the end of the day, my most important title is still Mom in Chief.
Kern realized he didn't actually know where to look.
First, I wanted to look at the real thing, but she was too small. Then I looked at the Jumbotron, and that was jarring because I could see the simulated performance aspect of her speech all too clearly. When I looked at the little screens, I could see a more intimate TV thing. But since that was what everyone was seeing at home and I was a reporter in the hall, why should I just watch TV?
So you didn't like Michelle Obama's speech, right?
I could see, as the audience couldn't, that the emotions that were gushing up in her were exactly on cue with the lines coming up on the teleprompter. And so that, to me, seemed prima facie evidence of acting. On the Jumbotron, where her face was so big, I could even see overacting. Now, a lot of these reporters are already looking at Twitter to see how the world is perceiving the speech 5 minutes into it, all of which leads to a big circle in which all perceptions are infected by somebody else's, and no one is having a quote-unquote primary experience, which I thought was the job.
If they aren't doing what you think they should be doing, what do you think they should have done other than say she was overacting?
You know, more and more the job of the news media, it seems to be to predict what's going to happen. And they can only predict it by doing two things: forcing the game by creating a self-fulfilling prophecy and trying to read tea leaves and do it instantaneously. You know, this is, after all, news, not entertainment. Entertainment is properly assessed in terms of how quickly and completely it arouses a response.
But wasn't that the point of that speech?
No, it wasn't.
What was the point of that speech then?
I think we've forgotten that our politics is actually about something other than the arousal of...
I'm not talking about our politics. I'm talking about the purpose of that speech. In fact, the whole convention.
I would think that the purpose of the whole convention is to lay out for the American people, I mean, call me old-fashioned, the distinct policy, ideological, and temperamental differences between this candidate, this party, and the other one, I should think.
I have to call you old-fashioned because this may be the, I don't know, 12th convention or something I've seen, and I don't notice that one is all that different from the other.
How can I put this? We're allowing ourselves to be manipulated without a pause for reflection in our politics. And I think the reason it's gotten so contentious and so bitter and irreconcilable is that people are not joining together on the basis of what's said, but how it's said. In other words, you know, it's a sort of war of emotional responses, and we're never going to reach a point at which we can agree on things unless we kind of get down to content. Now, to contrast with Michelle Obama's speech, I saw Bill Clinton talk last night, and maybe he's just a better actor in that he can hide his acting, but that speech struck me as less manipulative and more constructive in the sense that there was content there that could be exported into the world and become a basis for discussion rather than just a lot of heartstring tugging that can't become part of the discourse.
So then again, the reporters who were there, you're saying they shouldn't tell the viewer what they should feel. On the other hand, you're frustrated that they didn't impart your sense that Michelle Obama was overly dramatic.
Well, maybe that's not their job, but it's my job. Some people are just there to put a camera on it and do a voiceover. Some people write very perspicaciously about the issues, and others write about the quote-unquote optics of the campaign. I just wanted to convey to people who haven't done this how many choices there are in your perception of things and how the choices you make really influence your conclusion. I was shocked by the uniformity of the response. By the time I turned on the TV in the morning, that speech had grown into a national monument. That seems a little rigged, like nobody sees any upside in putting an asterisk on their experience. I may be wrong to want authenticity from some inherently inauthentic process, but I would at least want to point out that there's a way in which it becomes inauthentic, and we all collude in it.
Walter Kern, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Walter Kern covered the Democratic National Convention for the New Republic. His article is called Slouching Towards Charlotte, the Alienating Spectacle That is the Democratic Convention.